This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. Logan and I visited Isla Ho this past winter and talked with John about his long-term observations of the island's biota.
I'm John DeWitt. I live on the southeastern end of Isla Ho, on the outside edge of Head Harbor. My wife and I have lived here for about 7 years since we built the house here. But I used to live in town most of my years. I moved to Isla Ho in 1972 when I got out of high school. I've been here ever since, lobstering, carpentering, house building, woodworking, lots of gardening. We used to have a lot of eiders around the island that would come in for the mussels, and now we don't see very many at all. Do you remember coming on the mailboat down through the thoroughfare and seeing big flocks of eiders there?
Oh, yeah. Well, the flats were...
Right, solid mussels.
Solid mussels. And, yeah. And you probably remember this. In the summer, you get that, you know, all the eiders would molt.
Yeah.
And they get this long thing. You couldn't see the end of it.
Right.
And you'd go through in a boat and they
just
part.
Hundreds.
And let you go through.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been years since I've seen that.
Yeah. I'll see a little group of them now and then, mostly hen eiders, or maybe some are young males. But it's like four or five. Sometimes there's a few more than that.
Yeah.
But they don't hang around very long, probably because they're not finding much to eat. I think a lot of the eiders are starting to eat some of the crabs, too, but... And we usually have some loons out here, like you were noticing. This year, we don't have but one or two so far.
Yeah, that's pretty comparable to what we've been seeing. The eider have been, it's only been small groups when we've been out for the most part. I don't think we've ever seen a large group of eider while running surveys.
No, but back when I started in the 80s, it was
thousands. Yeah, the island.
Yep. You know, for our walk today, I would have gotten 1,000 eider.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, what did we come across today?
You know, yeah, 2,000.
Yeah, 20, 30.
I don't think the black ducks are as numerous as they used to be. I see some fly by once in a while. They don't usually come into Head Harbor. I see them going down into Merchants. That's a favorite spot of theirs.
Yep.
But we have a lot of mallards around now, too. Mm-hmm. And well, not a lot, but at least as many mallards as black ducks, I'd say. I think Frenchboro used to have a problem with mallards over there. People were feeding them, and then they got kind of out of control, and they were coming over here. I assume that's where they came from anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually had a couple of nesting pairs the last 3 or 4 years. One over at the outlet of the pond, the lake, and another one in Head Harbor here. And they've had ducklings. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been successful. I don't know how many ducklings they ended up with in the end, but
right.
Everything likes to eat them, I guess.
Yeah.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.